This year, the Inland Revenue Department will be implementing a new refund policy for persons receiving income tax returns. Speaking to NBC News, Comptroller of the Inland Revenue Department, Kelvin Pompey, said that the department realizes that the system previously used to pay refunds was not the most efficient. Pompey said that the IRD has decided to move the entire refund process online.
It entails sending a hard copy assessment document in the mail to the taxpayer, and the taxpayer would get that document if he or she gets it, and then would go to the treasury where they would have to print a check, and the taxpayer then takes it to the bank, of course. So one recognizes that was a very inefficient process. What we have decided to do for this year is to move our payment of refunds and the updating in terms of letting the taxpayer know, informing the taxpayer about the refund, we want to move them essentially online.
Pompey explained that over 50% of the notifications sent out by mail previously were not collected by taxpayers.
Most of, and I think when I say most, I would say over 50% of their notifications that we would have sent out, that is the physical assessment, were not collected by taxpayers for one reason or the other. Persons are not really going to the post office, especially the rural ones, as they used to. And also we have persons who sometimes they're not even aware that they had a refund due. And so they would not go and check or call at the department. Additionally, persons in the Grenadines and persons especially in the rural areas, you know, have problems. They have to come to town to cash a refund, and sometimes these are small amounts. So it is in everyone's best interest, and I think much more efficient, if we send these refunds straight to a financial institution account and notify the taxpayer that they have such refunds through an email notification.
He said that persons who have a refund this year will be notified by email. Pompey said that those filling tax refunds this year would be required to fill out their email and financial institution number.
So if you have a refund this year, you would be getting an email notification letting you know that your refund basically has been processed and the financial institution that it was sent to. But in order to do that, we would need from all taxpayers a valid email address and a financial institution account number. And so for persons who are filling out their return, who would be submitting, we would need your email address and financial institution number, that is bank account number or credit union account number. Without this information, we would not be able to process the refund, since we would not be doing any manual processing of the refund as such, but we'll be using the new system.
Comptroller of the Inland Revenue Department, the IRD, Kelvin Pompey. The deadlines for filing personal income tax and several other taxes and licenses is on March 31st. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harris.